Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/ontheclock. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Are you ready? Oh, yeah. Time to get this party started. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
You're on the clock with Max Geiger, only on the Lineup Media Group Podcast Network.
Thanks again for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On the Clock Podcast. My name is Matt Geiger, joined as always by my co-host, Iron Mike. What's up?
Nothing much.
Yep, that's right. The On the Clock Podcast, where our monkeys aren't being investigated by PETA. Today's show, we're going to once again do something a little different. We're going to go through our injuries and notes. We are going to recap the midway point through the season. We're going to review our picks for each division, for the wild card, and for the playoffs. We're also going to go over our fantasy golden garbage, as usual. And we'll talk a little bit about DraftKings and make our picks for week 10?
Nine.
Why can't I ever get that right?
No idea.
But first, we have a big announcement to make. The group formerly known as Ignotainment Media Network is now known as Lineup Media Group. And, you know, still the same company, still the same great content, different name. So make sure you guys check out the Lineup Media Group from now on. Let's jump right into the news and notes, Mike. How do you feel about it?
Nothing special, really, except
Except
another injury ruining my fantasy team.
Well, let's jump right into the big news from this morning, and that is that Ken Whisenhunt has been fired as the coach of the Tennessee Titans.
3-20 start through one season in 7 games.
Yes, and I think it was a bad fit to begin with, but
well, it's Tennessee. It's a terrible fit for anybody.
That's true.
You bring anybody in there.
But I mean, I don't know if they gave him the benefit of the doubt about bringing a guy in that he wanted, or if the owners and the front office wanted Mariota. Not that it matters. Mariota's not the reason for their losses.
Well, listen, you know the NFL draft like the back of your hand. Who were the first 3, 4, 5 picks?
Well, if I was Tennessee, I would have took Leonard Williams, honestly.
Listen,
but they needed a quarterback. You can't play the season with Mettenberger at quarterback.
Well, yeah, Locker retired, right?
Yes, Jake Locker retired during the offseason. Replacing Whisenhunt in the interim is Mike Mularkey, who has some head coaching experience. In other news, we have a bunch of news from San Francisco. Colin Kaepernick has been benched in favor of Blaine Gabbert. That comes after Kaepernick got set on fire and set outside of somebody's doorstep because he is a bag of dog shit. Also, with the 49ers, with injuries to Reggie Bush, who tore his MCL, the 49ers signed veteran running back Pierre Thomas. They also traded long-term tight end Vernon Davis to the Broncos.
The Broncos have VD.
The Niners gave up Davis and a 7th-round pick for Denver's 6th-round picks in the 2016-2017 draft. So that's pretty much it for the news. Just some quick injuries. Robert Alford and Marcus Desmond Trufant, the cornerbacks from
Atlanta
are both injured. Status is uncertain for this week. I don't think it matters because they're playing the 49ers.
Yeah.
Veteran receiver Steve Smith unfortunately tore his Achilles.
His Achilles. Yes.
He is done for the season, although he's not ruling out playing further, meaning obviously next year.
He's welching. T-squared.
Oh, Tyrod Taylor is expected to play this week for the Buffalo Bills. Running back Matt Forte is out at least 2 weeks with a knee injury. I heard it was an MCL. I don't want to say that.
I think it was a sprained MCL.
if you have him on your fantasy team, you want to go out and pick up Jeremy Langford, who I had. I think he could be a good running back and a pretty good replacement.
Good matchup this week.
Saints running back Kyrie Robinson has a broken tibia. He's done for the year.
And that's what happens when I talk people up.
Yep, and Ingram's value increases a lot because now he's going to get the goal line carries. Ryan Fitzpatrick needs surgery on his left thumb. That's the non-throwing thumb. He's questionable for his return. What the hell is wrong with your thumb?
Hitchhikers.
Does mine do that? Nope.
Nope.
He's questionable for the game. And Geno Smith is also hurt. He has a shoulder injury. He's questionable for the game. Iron Mike thinks that the Jets might pull the trigger and trade for Kaepernick.
It's a possibility. It's an outside chance, but trade deadline is Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So we're going to miss it because we're recording on Tuesday at about 1 o'clock. I think what the biggest news is for the whole week, Le'Veon Bell has a torn MCL. He's done for the year.
That's not that big a news.
No, not huge or anything. Yeah. Mike's trying to trade me Le'Veon Bell now.
Well, it's a keeper league. You have the option to keep Le'Veon Bell for a third-round pick next year.
Or I can keep Arian Foster.
It's not I'd rather have
Le'Veon Kelvin Bell. Benjamin for a 10th.
Hey, listen, not
fair. All right, so that's going to do it for the injury news and notes. The only thing I would add is, in fantasy, if you have Le'Veon Bell and you have to make the roster move, it's definitely going to be D'Angelo Williams. Mike Tomlin said that D'Angelo Williams will be the feature back.
They also signed Isaiah Pede, right?
They brought him in for workout. I don't know if they actually signed him.
They did, I think.
I know the Niners brought in Sean Drone. They brought in Pierre Thomas. They were both signed. Jarrod Hayne was waived, but he was placed on the practice squad. I know Mike Davis, who's the guy who should have been taking over, is also hurt. All right, so we're going to jump into the midseason recap. So as of right now, the division leaders in the NFC are the New York Giants, the Green Bay Packers, the Carolina Panthers, the Arizona Cardinals, the Atlanta Falcons, and the Minnesota Vikings. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. The Atlanta Falcons and the Minnesota Vikings both hold the wild card spots.
If the season were to end today.
Right. In the AFC, we have the New England Patriots, the Cincinnati Bengals, Indianapolis Colts. Oof. God. Awful. I almost choked when I said they were winning their division. And the Denver Broncos, respectively, first in their divisions, with the Oakland Raiders and the New York Jets holding the wild card spots at 4-3 apiece.
If the season were to end today.
If the season were to end today. Mike, who did we have for the NFC East?
All right, so before the season started, I picked the New York Giants and Matt picked the Dallas Cowboys to win the NFC East.
And I'm sticking with it. I still think the Dallas Cowboys have a shot. What are they?
2-5.
They're only two games out.
But Tony Romo still isn't due back for a couple more weeks.
Which I'm fine with.
So they could be 2-7.
And if that's the case, then I guess I'll just take my losses. But the running game looks amazing. They made a roster move. They put Leo Collins back on the line, or they inserted him into the starting lineup, and I don't know if you saw the play, but he pancaked Bobby Wagner and Cam Chancellor on the same play, which is pretty good. If the running game can hold up and keep producing, they could steal some games.
McFadden had 20 carries for 64 yards last week. That's not good.
Oh, he also had 6 catches for 49 yards.
That's not a running game, though.
All right. So Mike had the New York Giants in the division. You sticking with the Giants?
Yes, I am sticking with the G-men.
All right, so we're gonna move to the NFC North, where Mike's sticking with the Minnesota Vikings to win the division, and I have the Green Bay Packers, who did not look that good this week.
No, they didn't. Aaron Rodgers, I believe, was held under 100 yards passing
for the first time in his career.
But sitting at 6-1, they still have a 1-game lead on the Vikings, who are 5-2. We'll see how that plays out. We're going to stick it out with our choices there. In the NFC South, you got Carolina leading 7-0. Me and Matt both picked Atlanta, and Atlanta is currently 6-2. Half a game back, right?
Yep.
I mean, I'm sticking with Atlanta.
I will just add, looking at both of these divisions, meaning the South and the North in the NFC, both division leaders play each other this week. So it should be an interesting game. It's a 1 o'clock game. It's probably one of the best games of the week.
Carolina and Green Bay.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll dive into that later.
In Carolina. So this could shape out how things wind up in each division because you could see the potential of Minnesota and Green Bay being tied after this week. So keep an eye out on that.
Huge opportunity for Atlanta to make some ground if Carolina loses.
Then in the NFC West, we both picked Seattle, which we're both changing. I don't even think Seattle makes the playoffs at this point.
I mean, listen, they're 4-4. They're only two games behind in the win column.
Right, and they're half game back on St. Louis, which would put them right in the wild card race.
Their offense is bad.
I know. Has been bad. Listen, if you could compare their offense to St. Louis's offense, then that's a problem. But even at that, St. Louis's run offense has been at least twice as good as what Seattle's doing.
I want to say Lynch had around 70 yards on 20 carries this weekend.
I don't think he's had a game all season where he broke 100 yards rushing.
No, and a lot has to do with the defense not being as good as it was last year. Obviously, they lost Dan Quinn. So, you know, they're not being set up in opportunities to make plays. They have to go drive, you know, the ball longer distances.
Right, and not only that, but they're not able to play the clock management game that they're used to playing, which is why Marshawn Lynch was getting those type of carries.
So we're both going to switch. Right now, Arizona has the division with a 6-2 record. We're both going to switch over and say Arizona finishes out the winners of the NFC West.
And then looking at the wild card, Mike is keeping Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm going to keep Green Bay as my wild card.
And you're keeping Philly as your wild card as well.
No, I'm changing to Carolina.
Okay. So Mike's adding Carolina as his wild card over Philly. I'm switching mine as well, and I'm adding St. Louis in the place of the Arizona Cardinals. Did I change anything else?
No. So going forward...
I didn't change that?
No. Going forward, Matt has Dallas, Green Bay, Atlanta, and Arizona as division winners with Philly and St. Louis as his wild cards. I have the Giants, the Vikings, the Falcons, the Cardinals as division winners with Green Bay Packers and the Carolina Panthers as wild cards in the NFC.
Right.
Do you think that Carolina has any chance of staying undefeated?
I think the biggest test that they're going to have is this week playing Green Bay. And then let me see if I can pull up their schedule.
Do you think they finish 13 wins or better?
Let's see.
I know they play Atlanta weeks 14 and 16.
So they play Green Bay. That's a toss-up to me. That could go either way based on how Carolina played last night. Which was the Monday night game.
It was a rough game, though, but
they
gave
up 17. I didn't get to see a lot of it, but they gave up 17 unanswered points, go to overtime, almost lost in overtime. Luckily, there was a tip ball that got intercepted by Luke Kuechly, and then you know the field goal was kicked immediately after. Looking at the rest of the schedule, they have Tennessee, Washington.
Win.
Dallas, is a win. New Orleans is a toss-up.
New Orleans has been playing well. You can't really count them out.
Atlanta twice, which both could be games. The Giants I would chalk up as a win, and the Buccaneers I would chalk up as a win. So just, what are they, 7-0 right now? 8-0, 9-0, 10, 11, 12. I could see them winning 13 games.
All right.
Realistically.
And another thing to watch out for down the road, I know I picked the Packers and the Vikings to make the playoffs, but there's a good chance that you see three teams make the playoffs from the NFC South. The Saints are on a three-game winning streak right now.
They're looking really good, especially...
And Tampa Bay is at 3-4, under 500, but they've been playing well, too.
If the New Orleans Saints are going to let Drew Brees throw the ball as much as he did in that game, then there's no reason why they can't be competing.
Well, they're not going to have to throw the ball, right? You know, every game.
All right, so let's jump to the NFC. Like we said, AFC, I'm sorry. The Patriots, Bengals, Colts, and Broncos are all in the division lead. Me and Iron Mike are not changing the AFC
East,
which would be the New England Patriots. We are, however, changing our pick of the AFC North. We both had Pittsburgh. We're both changing that to Cincinnati midway through the season. Cincinnati obviously undefeated. Might I add that this is the first time in NFL history that there's four teams that are undefeated with 7 wins each. In the history of the NFL, that's never happened. And I believe...
Pretty interesting.
Who is it? I think it's the first time in the history of Cincinnati that they're undefeated through 7 weeks.
Yep.
We're both keeping Indianapolis in the AFC South. I'm changing my pick for obvious reasons, because I picked the Chiefs to win the West. I'm changing that to Denver. And then, like we said earlier, the Raiders and the Jets both own the wild card. As of right now, I have Miami and New York to make the wild card. I'm going out on a limb here with Miami. I really don't think they're going to, but...
I think they're going. I think they have a shot. I think Miami has a shot at making the playoffs. It would definitely have to be a wild card, because I don't think New England loses
not a chance. The division. But not a chance. They're only a game out. They're only a game out from taking the Jets spot.
You know, before...
And the Jets are in trouble right now. They might not have a quarterback on Sunday.
Before the Thursday night game against the Patriots, the Dolphins looked good in their last two.
Right.
After firing Philbin.
Iron Mike also is switching up his wild card picks. He had Baltimore and Denver, but now he's...
Baltimore and Cincinnati.
Oh, I'm sorry. Baltimore and Cincinnati. He's now changing that to Pittsburgh and the Jets.
Yeah, I'm going to take Pittsburgh out of the AFC North Championship, and I'm going to move Cincinnati there. And I think Pittsburgh still makes the playoffs as a wild card, and I think the Jets somehow back their way into a spot. They could muster up 5-6 wins within the last 8 weeks of the season. So... For the rest of the season, we're both sticking with New England. We're both going with Cincinnati. We're both going with Indianapolis, even though they're 3-5, tied with the Texans.
Who's going to beat them, really?
Nobody.
The Texans without Arian Foster.
If the Texans still had Arian Foster, but they don't, because Bill O'Brien's a dick.
Yeah.
Can
we just talk? Because I feel like I didn't emphasize enough exactly what I was talking about with Bill O'Brien. Do you see that pop mark that he has in his chin? It looks like he was leaning on a screwdriver, and it just like digs all the way into his chin.
And if you didn't have facial hair, you'd have that same thing too.
No. Keep talking. I'm pulling up a fucking picture, dude.
So Matt's changing his AFC West pick from the Chiefs to the Broncos. We're both going with the Broncos heading forward. And then the wild card picks, I'm taking Pittsburgh and the Jets again, and Matt's taking the Jets and Miami. AFC, real tight, 7-0 with the Patriots, the Broncos, and the Bengals, and wow, that is a huge dent.
He has a hole in his fucking chin.
Listen, whatever.
Tell me it doesn't look like he put a screw, like he leaned
he's
on a screwdriver
NFL coach.
In class.
Like, he's not a model.
He had a pen up to his chin for 9 hours.
What does
hours.
That have to do with football? It's funny, but it has nothing to do with it.
All right, let's keep going.
All right, so that's the midseason recap. Hit us up on Twitter, Facebook. Go to the Facebook page. Is the Facebook page still the same?
Yeah, it's You're on the Clock Podcast on Facebook, and then You're on the Clock on Twitter.
So that's the midseason recap there.
Real quick, let's talk about some DraftKings, because I know Iron Mike's pretty excited.
No, actually, I really wasn't. I duped you.
Yeah, I mean, I finished in ninth.
You ass clown. You thought the other guy won, and I won.
I finished in ninth. So congratulations to the few people that finished in front of me, one of which was Iron Mike, who finished in second. But we want to say congratulations to Mark Ziabro from Keyport, New Jersey, for finishing in first.
Way to throw him out there. Like,
whatevs.
What if people are looking for him? Now they know where to find
him. Well,
they
already know where he lives. So. The lineup that he set was Jay Cutler, Chris Johnson, Doug Martin, and then here's where the points really came. A.J. Green, 31. Alshon Jeffrey, 30. Julio, 36. Jimmy Graham, and then Ben Watson, 32. And then the Jets defense with a whopping -1. We're going to do it again this week. We're going to go for 50 this time, so there's going to be more money in the prize pool.
Yeah, so if you're listening, you better play.
We're still only paying the top two, right?
Yeah, we're going to stick with the top two.
I like the way that works, and... You know, if you guys are out when we're at the Park Tap and Grill in Hazlitt, New Jersey on Sundays, and you're participating with us, come find us and let us know. I'll buy you a beer. You know, we might be doing some giveaways and stuff like that. We'll figure it out.
You owe Ziabro a t-shirt, so give us your shirt size.
He declined the t-shirt and opted for DraftKings money.
That's not what he told me this morning.
And I had the conversation literally.
You owe
right
me
here.
A beer for finishing in second. All right. He's got the DraftKings money instead.
So we're gonna hook him up with something. But thanks for participating, everybody, again.
I'll take the t-shirt.
Hey, everybody. We just want to let you know, the listeners of the On the Clock podcast, that we have a free offer for you from audible.com. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to try to give you the opportunity to check out their service. They have titles such as The Girl on the Train, a novel that's really good stuff. Who doesn't like girls on trains? The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien, about, little Frodo Baggins. So make sure you guys go and check out audible.com. And if you want to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/ontheclock. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ontheclock for your free audiobook. And make sure that you check out The Girl on the Train. I heard it was really good. If you like what you're hearing from the show, make sure you show us some love. The next time you go to buy something on Amazon, before you do, go to our website at ontheclockpodcast.com and click the Amazon banner. It doesn't cost you guys anything, but we get credit for the referral and it helps us keep the show on the air. Remember, before buying anything on Amazon, just go to our website and click the Amazon.com banner.
All right, so like we said, we're going to do the DraftKings contest again. We'll have the links out on Twitter and the Facebook page, and we'll send them to everybody who participated this week as well. Where are we jumping into, Mike?
You want to jump into Week 9?
Let's do it. Week 9 picks.
Real quick, last week's picks,
Matt. We need some sweepers. That'd be cool to have some, like, some music.
What?
Sweepers.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Music for, like, whatever. Our segments.
Whatever, bro. So Matt last week went 11-3. Good week for Matt.
Booyakasha.
I was 6-8.
Oh boy.
Yeah, bad week for me. You know what? I think that it's a little unfair because I make my picks first when I'm doing the production notes while you are looking at all of your fantasy teams.
I mean
you get to see
if you wanna switch it up, I'll write the picks for next week.
I have no problem writing them. I'm just going to hide my picks from you from now on.
Okay.
So you can't see my picks.
All right, what's the first game?
All right.
Are we going Thursday night?
Well, yeah, we're going to do Thursday night. But real quick, overall standings, Matt has 80 wins, 39 losses. I have 74 wins and 45 losses.
I am up by 6.
We'll jump right into Thursday Night Football, which can only be seen on the NFL Network. No more Channel 2. So if you want to watch it.
I didn't even know that was an option.
What?
Channel 2.
For the first half of the season.
That's fugazi.
I need a pen. So, Week 9, Thursday Night Football. The Cleveland Browns travel to Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati. Matt, who do you like? Matt is currently going to get me a pen. I like the Bengals in this one. I think they roll on to 8-0. The Browns just aren't good. They do. Are you serious?
That's all. We're in your quote-unquote studio.
All right, so I got the Bengals. I think they roll on to 8-0.
I mean, was there ever really a doubt that I would take anything else?
No.
All right. No analysis past that. Thursday night games are going to suck. Jeremy Hill's going to have a big game.
You know what? You would think that, but Cleveland defends the run pretty well.
They are 32nd in the league,
I think,
against the run.
Oh, I was going to pick him as my gold. Because it's a Thursday night game. Running backs usually do well on Thursday
Jeremy
night
Hill.
Games. Yeah, but I went with somebody else instead.
All right,
next
game.
1 o'clock games. Green Bay Packers and the Carolina Panthers. Big game. What do you like?
Shit on my chest. This is hard. I'm going to take Carolina. They did a pretty decent job. Granted, the game was in the rain of holding Andrew Luck. I know Andrew Luck and Aaron Rodgers are two different guys, but I'm still going to take Carolina's defense over a struggling offense.
I'm going to take Green Bay because Carolina's offense looks like it's struggling over the last few weeks. I just don't see Green Bay losing two in a row.
All right.
Next up, Washington travels to Gillette Stadium. New England Patriots. Matt, who do you like? Next game. Tennessee Titans. Matt, the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, shit. Do I have to talk?
Kind of. It's your show. You got to talk.
Give me the Saints. The Titans are going to have their interim head coach. It doesn't.
Yeah, I think it takes, you know, sometimes you see these new coaches come in, interim coaches come in, and it revamps the team. But there's no talent in Tennessee.
Like Dan Fireball Campbell?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
look how well that's going now.
Well, listen, they went up against a juggernaut, undefeated Patriots. They're not going to win that game.
They came back to earth.
Going back to the game before that, which we kind of shoved under the rug, Washington, they don't really stand a chance at New England, right?
Not a chance.
If it was in Washington, maybe.
I will say, however, though, Washington's defense is a little underrated.
A little bit. I bring it up all the time. Yeah.
But the secondary, I think, is more surprising than the run defense. The secondary is not that bad, and I think all three of their corners are healthy, so you could see a little bit of a bump in the road for New England, but I don't think it's
so far this year. They've defended tight ends really well, the Redskins. I don't think it matters in this game.
Not a chance.
All right, so we both got New England, we both got New Orleans. Next game is Miami Dolphins traveling to Buffalo Bills.
In case you didn't know, Miami at Buffalo. Tyrod Taylor is back, LeSean McCoy is healthy.
Coming off a bye,
so there is the chance that Percy Harvin and Sammy Watkins play. If the offense is healthy, I like Buffalo.
Matt's going to take the offense. We'll put a star next to it if they're healthy. I'm taking Miami, whether they're healthy or not.
All right, next game.
St. Louis Rams traveling up to Minnesota, playing the Vikings.
This is going to be a run-heavy game.
It should be.
Fuck me.
Should be, but
you know
both
what?
Both defenses are tough.
My good friend and fellow Rams fan, Mikey Mendez, would ask me to pick against the Rams, so I'm going to take the Vikings.
I'm also going to take the Vikings. I believe that the stat is they've only lost one game at home with Teddy Bridgewater as quarterback.
Okay.
So I'm sticking with the Vikings.
Just let it be known that I'm going for the reverse jinx on this.
Yeah, I kind of got that.
Okay.
With the Mike Mendez.
All right, next game, the dumpster fire game of the week.
No. That's Monday night. That's Monday night. Jacksonville at New York. There's no dumpster fire there.
I want an if bet.
Okay. You already got an if bet.
No, I don't.
Oh, so you're taking Buffalo no matter what?
I'm taking Buffalo no matter what.
Okay. go for it.
If Ryan Fitzpatrick is the quarterback of this game for the Jets, I will take the Jets. If anyone else is quarterback, I'm going to take the Jaguars.
Okay. Matt's taking the Jets on an if bet when Fitzpatrick plays. I'm taking the Jets no matter what. They got a tough defense, man. I mean, going out west, some people say it doesn't matter, but it does. It's hard to go out west and win a game.
Yeah. Can we just – did we go to the – does Oakland play this week?
Oakland plays this week.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about them when we get there.
Okay. We're there. Oakland at Pittsburgh. I took the Jets in that one, by the way. Oakland and Pittsburgh in Heinz Field.
Let's exclude Andrew Luck from this conversation because I feel like he's in the veteran tier of quarterbacks.
Even though he's only, what, 25, 26?
Name the best quarterback in the league under 26 right now.
Derek Carr.
It's got to be, no?
Yeah, there's nobody else. I mean, Bridgewater is good, but he's not great.
Bortles is good. Getting there.
He's getting there, yeah.
I think
it's Derek Carr.
I think this offseason you're really going to see the upper tier of quarterbacks. Because, I mean, look, the top five quarterbacks this week were all over 30, I think.
Yeah, they have a combined age of like 287.
Yeah. But those guys might not necessarily be starters next year. So you're going to see a huge change in the quarterback play moving into next season, something we could talk about in the offseason. But Derek Carr is really good.
Yeah, it's been a real weird year so far for quarterbacks.
What's the game?
Oakland at Pittsburgh. Heinz Field.
Oakland at Pittsburgh.
Heinz Field.
Yeah, I got to take Pittsburgh.
All right, I'm taking Pittsburgh as well. Even though they don't have Le'Veon Bell.
Listen, but I think D'Angelo Williams could still...
He's been great in games
but
where
but Bell's here's not, the here's the problem. Him. Oakland has a really good run defense.
They do, but their pass defense is awful.
Right, so I think Roethlisberger has a huge game. I think Antonio Brown is a
outside
huge
game. Of Charles Woodson. They have a really young secondary, and they just lack experience.
Sneaky fantasy football play this week: Heath Miller.
Oh my god, I don't even want to talk about that guy.
Oakland's not that good against tight ends. Neither I think they're 31st against tight ends.
Next game, first of the 4 o'clocks, the Giants travel down to Tampa Bay. Buccaneers. Who do you like?
I'm going to take the Giants.
I'm taking Tampa Bay.
That's gross.
I know, but so is the Giants' defense.
So you think Jameis Winston's going to throw more than 2 touchdowns?
I hope so. We just picked them up in fantasy.
Oh, pound that. All right. All
right. Next game. Atlanta Falcons go out west to Levi Stadium.
To play the
dog shit 49ers. New stadium.
Can they demote the Niners to the Pac-10?
I don't think so. There's a few guys that are a little too old to play in
college. Move USC into the NFC West.
So, who do you like?
Devonta Freeman.
Like, this is the point in the podcast where you kind of go off track when we're trying to, you know, restrict ourselves on time.
I know.
And you're talking about moving NFL teams to college.
We still have like 10, 15 minutes.
I understand
that. All right. Give me the Falcons.
Give me the Niners?
Give me the Falcons.
Okay.
Freeman has a big game.
I think the Falcons win this one easily. And hopefully, for their sake, the Carolina Panthers lose. Next up is the Denver Broncos. Traveling to Indianapolis. This one should have been a Sunday night or a Monday night game, but it's not.
No flex necessary. And no analysis necessary. We're both taking Denver.
Yeah, I like Denver here. Indianapolis, they're just struggling big time.
Yeah.
Did they score a touchdown in the first half yesterday?
I don't think so. I think they got a field goal. One field goal.
Yeah.
Two field goals.
So now that's another game this season where
they haven't scored in the first half.
Yep, no touchdowns in the first half again. Andrew Luck's banged up, though. We'll see how it plays out. Sunday night football, Philadelphia Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm gonna take the dead air for 500, Alex. Fuck me. I'm gonna take Dallas.
You have to if you want them to win the division.
That's why.
I'm taking Philly. I still see Dallas winless until Romo and Dez are on the
field. Yeah, listen, Philly has a pretty good run defense, but I just think that Dallas needs a win like this, and this is a perfect way to set the tone for the rest of the year for them. I think they play above, you know, how they should be playing, and Castle could have a pretty good game. So this is the Monday night game, right?
Coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, Monday night game.
What Mike thinks is the dumpster fire game of the week.
Yeah, I mean, you could see some good fantasy points out of it.
You want to lunch bet the dumpster fire?
Lunch bet the dumpster fire, sure.
I'll take Chicago.
Oh, I thought you meant which game's going to be the dumpster fire game.
Oh, no. I want to lunch bet
the dumpster. You picked Jacksonville.
Well, I want to lunch bet this game.
All right, sure.
I'm going to take Chicago.
I'm going to take San Diego.
I don't think San Diego's as good as people think they are.
I don't think that people are giving San Diego enough credit.
There you go. Lunch bet.
Their offensive line's really banged up.
Also,
have no running game.
I won the lunch bet this week. Last week as well.
I know. That's why I made you buy me this awful energy drink.
I won it.
Yes. Just like I won the previous lunch bets.
You're right.
All
right,
so I ended up buying anyway.
We're going to jump into Fantasy Golden Garbage. Where's our recap from last week? Just to recap, Mike's gold from last week. He had Eli, who put up 53.
Only one quarterback better than him.
And
he was on the opposite sideline.
Doug Martin only had 9 points. Golden Tate had 12 points. And Jason Witten had 4 points. My gold, I had Stafford, which was a terrible pick. CJ, okay, with 7 points. Eric Decker had 18, so not bad. And Ben Watson came through for me on this with 30 points. And then our garbage, I just want to say, you have to give me some credit. Andy Dalton, fantasy garbage, 12 points. Lamar Miller, 14 points. Tyler Eifert, 8 points. The only thing I was wrong about was Alshon Jeffrey, who had 28. And then for last week's picks, Mike's garbage. Jay Cutler, who finished with 21. Latavius Murray finished with 13. Steve Smith finished with 13 before he went out with the injury. And then the combined talents of Antonio Gates and Ladarius Green totaled 11. So that brings us to the Week 9 Fantasy Golden Garbage. My first pick is Eli Manning, who I think is going to have another big game against the bad secondary.
Yeah, I think so too. Both defenses in this game are awful, just like we saw last week with the Giants and the Saints. There's a chance that this one turns into, you know, a high-scoring game like the Giants and the Saints were in last week, but not as high. Right. You know, I could see high 20s, low 30s.
And Mike's going to stay in the same game. You pick Jameis Winston.
Yeah. I'm hoping that, you know, my fantasy gold streak continues to benefit our fantasy team.
And I agree, and I hope it's right. My fantasy gold wide receiver is Allen Robinson. The reason I picked him is because of the success that Michael Crabtree had against Antonio Cromartie this week, who got torched by Crabtree essentially all game. If he keeps struggling like that, then I would assume Hearns is a bigger receiver. I think they're going to put him on Revis's side, and then they're going to have Robinson go one-on-one with Cromartie, just because Robinson's a faster guy. He could probably, I think he could give Cromartie huge problems. Mike is trying to pull something up, but I'll talk about his fantasy gold, and that is Rishard Matthews.
Rishard Matthews from the Miami Dolphins.
Who are going against the Buffalo Bills, and generally the second receiver has a big game against the Bills. Struggling defense, secondary's banged up, so that's why you're going to see Rishard Matthews kind of...
Yeah, they'll probably put Gilmore on Jarvis Landry for most of the game, which should open stuff up for Rishard Matthews.
Are you trying to find something?
I am trying to find something Allen Robinson related.
Okay, so I'll go through the rest of my gold. My fantasy gold running back this week is Mark Ingram. The Saints are playing... where's my schedule?
Saints are playing... It's right there, dude. Look on the page. Tennessee.
Tennessee, struggling defense. And
you can tell who does all the legwork here.
Absolutely. I don't do shit. So the Saints are playing a struggling Tennessee defense. They just fired their coach. And Kyrie Robinson is done for the year. Ingram's getting all the goal line and all of the main running work. So I would expect him to have a huge game this week. And then my fantasy gold tight end is Austin Seferian Jenkins, who didn't play last week. Kind of a surprise because we were hyping him up all week. But they're playing against the Giants, and the Giants are god-awful against tight ends. You could see that with the success that Ben Watson had last week. Mike cannot find... Here it is. So the stat that Mike just pulled, through their first 16 career games, Allen Robinson blows Dez Bryant out of the water in everything except touchdowns, right?
Not blows him out, but it's better.
Well, he has 17 more receptions and about 200 more yards, over 200 more yards.
Yep.
So, I mean, Allen Robinson's a really good playmaker, and he's doing it, you know, Blake Bortles is on the uprise, but he's doing it without the caliber of a quarterback that Dez Bryant had, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, Seferian Jenkins against the Giants should be a big, big-time play. Mike, do you want to go over your running back and tight end?
For?
Gold.
Gold. Sure. I think DeMarco Murray has a good game here against the Dallas Cowboys, going back home to Dallas.
Dallas does have a good run defense, though. But are you thinking of the revenge scheme kind of thing?
Yeah, revenge game, and they're really not that good against running backs as far as fantasy is concerned. I'll pull up the numbers for you. And my tight end is Clive Walford. Some fantasy guys might not know of him. He's a tight end for the Oakland Raiders, Dallas Cowboys right here. 28 points per game to fantasy running backs.
Eesh.
That's bottom five. Clive Walford, tight end for the Oakland Raiders. Pittsburgh has trouble defending tight ends, as well as Oakland has trouble, defending tight ends. But Clive Walford, you saw him a couple weeks ago. He had a touchdown. I think he grabs one here, too.
All right, so let's go to our garbage quarterbacks of the week. Mine is Andrew Luck against the Denver Broncos, the best passing defense in the league, who held Aaron Rodgers to under 100 yards passing. So if they do that with Rodgers, what are they going to do with the struggling offense in Indy?
No, you're definitely right. Andrew Luck's had real hard time this year.
And I don't want to go too far off topic, but Mike did say that Denver playing at home would have a huge impact on this game, and it did. But you have to give Denver's defense credit.
Listen, I've been giving them credit.
They're starting all year. This was a big matchup against a good team.
It was.
And Denver's schedule is going to get tougher, so you're going to start to see really what they're capable of doing. Mike, your garbage start at quarterback.
Well, when I did the notes, I didn't know that Colin Kaepernick had been benched. I put whoever was playing quarterback for San Fran. It looks like it's going to be Blaine Gabbert, so nobody's going to be starting Blaine Gabbert.
If you are, I would advise you to find a sharp object, tape it to a wall or, a table, and then immediately grab the back of your head and run into it full speed.
If you want a real fantasy garbage pick here, I mean, you could go with Teddy Bridgewater. Don't play him if he's one of the guys you've been playing with this. Nah, I don't like Aaron Rodgers as a garbage pick. Seattle's on a bye. No, they're playing nobody.
I'm just going to keep doing this.
Yeah, don't keep doing that.
Cam Newton.
No, I don't think so. Cam Newton has an amazing ability to extend plays. Did you see the one play last night? They had him 8 yards back. He steps back. He makes a spin move in between the pocket collapsing, hurdles over a guy, and turns it into a first down.
Yeah, and then Ted Ginn drops wide open balls.
Only so much the guy can do.
All right, let's go. Both of our fantasy garbage picks at wide receiver. Mike picked T.Y. Hilton. I picked any receiver from Indianapolis.
Yeah. Well, you said anybody, so I wrote down mine.
Oh, okay. Well, I meant any of them, period.
So none of them.
I'm keeping all of them on the bench if I can.
And you know what? I would love to do that. I'm probably... T.Y. Hilton's my best guy.
In one league, I'm probably going to play Allen Hurns over T.Y. Hilton.
I would if I had Allen Hurns on my team.
But Allen Hurns is going against Revis.
I don't care.
All right, so my garbage pick at
They're
running back.
They're probably going to put Revis on Allen Robinson.
I don't think so. I think that they'd rather take away the big play guy and leave Robinson to Cromartie and a safety.
Listen, I'm excited to play both.
I think it'll be an interesting game.
I'm excited to play both Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns this week after seeing the Jets secondary get torched.
My fantasy garbage start at running back is Adrian Peterson. The Rams are pretty good against running backs as a recent. Not, they have given up a bunch of yards to running backs throughout the year, but they've been doing a pretty good job for the season. I think that you key in on Peterson and you stop him from running the ball, and you're going to give this offense, the Vikings offense, a hard time with everything else. So they stop Peterson and then they lock down the rest of the defense.
See, now one thing which we brushed upon earlier was a good defense setting up a running game. And that's what Minnesota has this year. They have a good defense. They're going to be playing at home. I think they set up a good running game for Adrian Peterson and Teddy Bridgewater.
Who has a better game, Peterson or Gurley?
I'm gonna say Peterson.
Peterson and Gurley are the only two running backs in NFL history to rush for 100 yards in 3 out of their first 4 games. Your garbage start at running back is TJ Yeldon.
Yeah, he looked good in London versus the Bills. But they're playing the Jets. The Jets had a hard time last week with Latavius Murray and Tywan Jones, but I think they get their shit together going back home. Like I said earlier, it's hard for a team to go out west and play well.
Garbage starts at tight end. I'm taking Martellus Bennett. I think Martellus Bennett just found out that there are nine games into the season, not 4. He's only good for about the first month. You're going to see the decline in numbers. Alshon Jeffrey's going to get a spike in numbers, so you're going to see less targets going to Bennett. I think he has a bad week.
I sure hope so. My garbage tight end pick is going to be Jordan Reed. He's been pretty solid in games where he's played this year, a full game. But New England does a really good job at taking away the opposing team's best offensive weapon. And right now, that's what Jordan Reed is for the Washington Redskins.
All right. So that's it for the Fantasy Golden Garbage of the Week. Let me see. Where's my lock? I'm going to lock one in. I'm going to lock in the Giants over Tampa Bay. Anything you want to add?
No. I don't like making locks.
All right. So that's going to do it for us. Mike, you want to plug your Twitter and all that good stuff?
Hit me up on Twitter, even though nobody still has. But can't hurt to try. At @iron_mike_nj. They might not want to type it all, and that's why they haven't done it yet. But just make sure you guys contact me and Matt via email, Facebook, Twitter, something like that, to get into the DraftKings tournament. We're going to open it up this week to 50 players instead of 40. We're going to add 10, try and make you guys a little bit more money.
Right. Also, make sure you guys are going to lineupmediagroup.com. That's the new site for all the podcasts on the lovely network that we're a part of. They have some really, really good content. They have the Let's Get It On podcast with Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock. That's real in-depth MMA talk. Really, really good stuff. This is Spinal Lap with Greg Mefford, looking into motorsports, racing, and a lot of other stuff. The Youth Baseball Talk with Jim Cromer, an ex-baseball dad and a baseball coach. He goes deep into the world of youth baseball. A Toast to Armenia with John, I can't pronounce his last name, but he talks about Armenian culture, sports, art, and travel. We added a few new ones. The Inside Pitch with Peter Caliendo, who is a former U.S. baseball national team coach. The Whiskey Logic with Jeff Cooper, Cannabis Logic. The Not So Fast podcast. Ocho Man, who's giving the inside track on all the bets. Obviously, the On the Clock podcast with myself and Iron Mike. And there's a bunch of great content that's on its way out as we're speaking. So make sure you guys check in with Lineup Media. And we want to say thank you again for tuning in.
Thank you.
You can find me on Twitter at @_Matt_Geiger. I think that should do it, right? Sorry to cut it off so abruptly, but as we were wrapping up, we just got breaking news that the Cowboys have released running back Joseph Randle. So if anybody is still listening at the end of this podcast, then you'll know to drop him from your fantasy team.
Yeah. This comes just days after Jerry Jones said Dallas wouldn't make any knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah, well, whatever. Randall's not on the team anymore. We just wanted to inform you guys of that. So, once again, thanks for listening to the You're on the Clock podcast, which we kept under an hour this week. So, Chris Halley can take it deep on that.
Yeah, you better listen this week.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Join us next week when Iron Mike tells me that my mom dresses me funny. That's going to do it.
Wait.
Oh, there's more. Keenan Allen has a lacerated kidney, could miss the rest of this season. All right, we're done now. We're going to go over an hour, and Chris is going to get mad. All right, thanks for tuning in, guys. We appreciate you dealing with our bullshit through the end of the podcast. So tune in next week.
You're on the Clock with Matt Geiger. Download the show and link to our social media accounts at ontheclockpodcast.com. Plus, be sure to check out the entire podcast lineup, including Let's Get It On with Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock, Youth Baseball Talk, Ocho Man, Behind the 8 Ball, and more.